listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Desire. best of me was the air I breathed for way too long. Something had to give, it was the life I lived, and now it's gone, oh gone.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Gavin here from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. And we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Well, we are in a new month filming this, or recording this. And it is June 1st, 2020. Wow. We are still amidst the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic and social distancing measures being put in place. Week 10 or 11 at this point. All of this really started to happen around Friday, March 13th. Pretty wild. And I haven't done a recording in a few weeks because there's been a lot going on. Trying to keep up with everything in the news, running the business, spending more time with the family, doing some different things, and I just wanted to give an update. Hope you were doing well and staying happy and healthy. As we move into this new month, it's been quite an experience, very interesting so far. We have been continuing to do Facebook Live events every day, two of them a day. At one point, we were doing three, and we have scaled that back due to demand of virtual lessons and group sessions and pre-recorded performances for places. So you can still join us every day at 8:30 a.m. on Key of Awesome Music's Facebook page for Jammin' in Mr. Jim's studio. Bunch of fun kids songs for you. And we've changed the format of that even a little bit, so just a little heads up on it. Instead of just playing, I don't know, 8 to 10 fun kids songs, we're really playing like one or two now, focusing more on warming up our voices with some silly vocal warm-ups, choosing a topic of the day to talk about. So for instance, we did one day where we talked about the sun and we played a few songs about the sun, like Here Comes the Sun, You Are My Sunshine, Mr. Golden Sun, and then we made up a song about the sun on the spot, totally improvised, not thought of beforehand. I've been asking my son to sort of pick what key we're going to do the song in, and so it's totally random. He's four, so he doesn't really know much about music theory or music in general, but he likes to have fun with it. And so he'll pick, and I'll choose a tempo, a chord progression, and play something in the key that he chose and make up words about a specific topic. It's been pretty cool. And we usually talk a little bit about the characteristics of what we're going to sing about. Make up that song on the spot. Talk about maybe a little bit about that topic afterwards, and then call it a day and play Adios Amigos, the song that I wrote about saying goodbye. It's been pretty cool. A little bit of a different format than just playing 8 to 10 popular kids songs, because, well, I sort of ran out of songs that I thought would be appropriate for little kids. Amazing. It took about 7 to 8 weeks for this to happen. Every single day I was playing songs too, which is pretty remarkable kind of looking up different songs, camp songs, different traditional folk songs, and of course the popular children's ones. So that was pretty neat. Just trying different things out. And then the one in the afternoon, the time was always, well, it was for a while at 2:30 p.m. Now it's anywhere between 2 and 4 p.m., honestly, depending on what my schedule looks like in the afternoon that day. And we still do a featured artist of the day. We usually don't do more than 5 songs. At one point, we were playing somewhere close to 10, and sometimes a little bit over that. But due to the high demand of things that are going on outside of doing the Facebook Live events, I've scaled it back a little bit to doing 4 to 5 songs every day of a featured artist. We pick an artist that has either had an influence on us or we know influences a lot of people in a positive way and play a bunch of songs of theirs. The format has changed a little in that Sunday we've reserved our artist to be God. After all, he is the creator of all creators, the artist of all artists. And we play a handful of songs of various artists that were inspired by him in the Christian inspirational gospel genres. So that's the only thing that's maybe changed a little bit of our featured artist of the day. Just to explore something a little different, and why not, right? We have had some really good conversations over the last several weeks with companies that we hope to be doing work with once social distancing measures are completely lifted. Right now, there's some things coming back for people to do. There's been a lot of curbside pickup at restaurants. It's been a relatively newer thing. They've opened beaches in New Jersey. They've opened parks, state forests. So that's been cool. For a while, those were closed. And it's crazy to think that those were closed. Something new that's developed over the last not even week has been the murder of this African-American man at the hands of a police officer in Minneapolis. And unfortunately, let's just say it was an error in judgment on the police man's side. And not only that, his colleagues as well, for watching it happen. I don't want to get into all the details, but the man who passed away, his name is George Floyd, and was not right what happened. However, there's been massive riots in major cities, people destroying property and going into businesses and walking out with lots of merchandise. It's been wild to watch on TV and just to know that this is happening in our day and age. And it's been about five days and nights in a row that this has happened up until this point. I don't understand how that can really make progress. Destroying property, theft, those are criminal offenses. I'm not sure why people would think that that's okay to do. Yes, we need to speak up, and maybe the thing would be to make something happen in Congress. Have real conversations with civilians, let's say, and not anybody in the government about it, in a way that the government will see. Like a Facebook Live post, possibly. A very organized one. Or reach out to a local news station, or maybe a regional news station or national news station, and see if you can have an actual conversation about this instead of just destroying things. But that's just me. Everybody's lives matter. It's that's the whole reason why and what the Catholic Church stands for in Christians. Everybody's lives matter. They do. This is, there's a whole campaign for Black Lives Matter now, and there was one a while ago for Blue Lives Matter. Everybody's lives matter. I think there's people tend to like lose that idea. Yes, unfortunate things happen to those who have who may be African American and maybe living in a poverty-stricken area. But the same things could be happening to people of any race or ethnicity, and they just might not be being reported. Has anybody considered that? There's terrible things that happen all the time in every part of the world, but we might not hear about it as much for one reason or another. It's not captured on camera, maybe. Who knows? At any rate, just wanted to give everybody an update on that. We need to really care about each other in a non-violent way. Peaceful protests. Isn't that what Martin Luther King stood for? He never fought anybody. He never rioted. And he changed the way a lot of people think about the world. Yes, he paid the ultimate sacrifice in his own life. But what an example to think of. Would any of these rioters, have they considered that? Have they considered what Martin Luther King would think of everything going on? Okay, cool. So, enough about that. So in addition to everything going on with the COVID-19 pandemic and social distancing measures, do a little bit more updates of the business. Talked about Facebook Live and what has changed with that, what has stayed the same. We have had some really good conversations that I didn't get a chance to touch upon. There's been a few companies that we haven't even spent time with their individuals they support in person, but since this has created a more virtual world, we were able to get in touch with them and start conversations over the phone, via email. And we want to give a shout out to the Friendship Circle, based in New Jersey, who had us on, what was it, a couple Sundays ago. I think it might have been last Sunday, where we did 30 minutes for those they serve and support with special needs. 30-minute, really, really cool introduction to what we do in a group session with some vocal warm-ups, sing-along songs, guided percussion activities, and a little portion of sign language through song. So that was pretty cool. Big shout-out to Friendship Circle for allowing us to do that. And also, Artists Senior Living, based out in Bartlett, Illinois. So, yes, now we have a client in Illinois, which is really cool when you think about it. We're based in New Jersey and now have a client every so often in Illinois. Continued support and props to these next few companies who have continuously had us run sessions for those they serve and support this entire time, and those who have come in over the last month to have us run sessions for those they serve and support. Phoenix Behavioral Health, based in Ewing, New Jersey. Serve Behavioral Health, based in Ewing, New Jersey. OTCBC, which is Occupational Training Center, Burlington County. Visitation Home, Day Program. POAC Autism Services. Hamilton Homestead, or the Homestead at Hamilton. nursing home, skilled nursing facility, assisted living facility for those with Alzheimer's and dementia. Devereux, specifically their Somerset location. All of these places have been great at having us on to serve and support their individuals, either in a live, in real-time session using Google Meet or Zoom, or pre-recorded fashion using my iPhone, my laptop, or my iPad, depending on how much space I have on my iPad, if I'm expecting a phone call, or how much my computer is doing processing right now. And a big shout out to the Progressive Center as well. They have been instrumental, pun intended, with keeping us in the loop, including us in some of their promotional materials online, having us on to run some sessions for those they serve and support in the greater Mercer County area. They've really been highlighting our services a lot. We've had some really good conversations with these companies, and they've also supported us in some way. Club Dreams, part of the Down Syndrome Association in Mercer County. The Inclusion Festival, Especially Everyone, Princeton Play Space. All of these places have been really cool in starting conversations with us, talking about how we might be able to partner together in the future. I've done some pre-recordings for a couple of these companies. I've been on their Facebook Live page, one of them. It's been really, really neat to get connected with like-minded people who are looking to make a difference in the world with music through this time, and before, during, and past this time. If you couldn't tell, I'm on a walk right now, and I'm just really feeling gratitude this morning. Last month was fairly challenging for a wide array of reasons, but we're in a new month. It's a Monday in a new month. It's actually kind of brisk out today, so it's kind of interesting. We're June 1st, and it's like in the upper 40s right now in the morning in New Jersey. Unseasonably cold, but all is good. I like it. And I wanted to give another shout out to PPL, the fiscal intermediary between service providers and those who are receiving services for that have developmental disabilities in the state of New Jersey. They have been great at paying out all of the invoices that we've submitted so far during this pandemic in a very timely fashion. That's been really sustaining us a lot. In fact, it's been the bulk of the money that we've brought in has been from individual lessons, either ones that we've done on Zoom, Skype, or FaceTime, or in person. We've been doing two individual lessons in person that are paid privately, and we now have, I believe, 12 individuals that I personally give lessons to, and two individuals that one of our employees gives lessons to. So that's been huge. What else has changed? Let's see. We're doing a every week online music fest that is at 10 a.m. every Friday Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. The links are kind of all over the place on my personal Facebook page, Jim Gavin, J-I-M-G-A-V-E-N, or on the Facebook page of Key of Awesome Music. The login information, like meeting ID, URL, and password, are all available to the public. A bunch of companies have sort of put it out there. Winding Way is another place who has been amazing. I wanted to make sure I gave them a shout out. most of their day program meets on these Friday mornings. So I get to see everybody, which has been really cool. So, and we've received a little bit of support here and there on Venmo and PayPal for the Facebook Live events we've been doing. Wanted to say thank you to everybody who has given in that realm. It means a lot, more than you may ever know. A couple friends of mine from high school who have kids have been watching it. One of the parents of one of my friends that watches their grandchild has given on multiple occasions. That is huge. You know who you are. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you to think of me in this time and our company. So it's been really cool. Oh, we've been doing a twice a week session on busking down the house. This is another update. It's a Facebook group that started at the beginning of this pandemic. They now have well over 25,000 members of this group. Basically, you go live under their group name and you get to play, you know, sort of what you would like. Mine is children's music because I specifically pitched that idea to them from 9:30 to 10 a.m. every Monday and Wednesday. During this pandemic, it's been quite remarkable to have a whole group of people that I would have never met be watching, listening, and actively participating by commenting and requesting songs. Super fun. Thank you for busking down the house, for taking a chance on me. They had no idea who I was, but it's all about doing your part and being authentic for everybody. So all is good, right? So many things. Oh, by the way, the Key of Awesome Music Online Fest is free, and it's just a bunch of fun, upbeat songs for everybody to enjoy to end the week and send you off into the weekend on a high note. So really fun. Looking forward to a very productive and fruitful week. Every day this week is pretty much jam-packed, so it's been something for that to happen too. So all is good. Hope you were doing well, and excited to see what and hear what everybody has been up to during this time of the pandemic, and hopefully getting back to a state of normalcy, somewhat normalcy, sooner rather than later. Summer is soon upon us. It's going to be exciting to see what restrictions get lifted, what we can start doing again, going to. Just so everybody's aware, all sporting events have been canceled, and concerts and anything where there's a lot of people gathering in a mass, like mass gatherings are kind of not allowed right now. That includes church as well. People going to church. So there's been a lot of virtual mass going. There's been a couple churches in the local area who are doing a drive-in mass. Drive-in theaters are also open right now. You can go watch a movie at a drive-in theater. There's only, like, I think one in New Jersey right now that's open. So I'm sure they're getting a lot of business. But drive-in mass, you just park a car in the parking lot of a church. St. Vincent de Paul is doing this in Yardville. They have speakers set up. They do a mass outside. And after the mass is over, everybody can receive communion on their way out. On each side of the car, there will be a priest or a deacon. So if there's somebody in the passenger seat, the priest doesn't have to reach all the way through and into the car, across somebody, whoever the driver is. So that's kind of nice. And St. Mary's Church in Bordentown, or Mary Mother of the Church, is doing drive-through communion, but they aren't doing drive-in masses yet. And so, yeah, all of these interesting things going on. I guess that's it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate all of you. Love you. If you feel like you'd like to support us during this time, feel free to like our page on Facebook, facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. Feel free to create a watch party for any of the videos you like. Share it with your friends and family. And you most certainly can give a virtual tip to us for sort of the work we've been doing on Facebook Live that has been, for the most part, pro bono via PayPal at paypal.me/keyofawesomemusic, paypal.me/keyofawesomemusic, or Venmo, the at symbol, JIM-GAVEN, on Cash App at the dollar sign, and then JIM-GAVEN, or on Patreon at patreon.com/keyofawesomemusic. Patreon is for more ongoing support. Those other platforms are more one-off support. If you'd like to make a one-time virtual tip, or you can make recurring ones with the other ones, but Patreon is always a recurring one. We added a few new tiers on Patreon, one of them being virtual lessons via Skype, FaceTime, Google Meet, or any other video chat app that you prefer. We're doing a special of 4 lessons a month for $120. And these lessons are half hour lessons long. So it's $1 a minute, $30 for a 30 minute session, and 4 times a month would be $120. So that's new thing that we're offering on Patreon. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can email us at info@keyofawesomemusic.com. Have a great day, everybody. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Started talking on a fence from the porch one summer night back in 93. But then again, I was 9 years old, and love was something that I didn't know too well. But what I felt shot right through my soul. Yeah, it was silver and gold. I know what I want. Somewhere in between, I know what I want. You know what you need. Every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. Yeah, you're next to me. Then one day, yeah, we just grew up, said our goodbyes and we said good luck. I'll see you sometime, will you keep in touch? In touch. I reminisce about the days of old, remember everything you told me, so I won't forget you when you just go. I know what I want, you know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet somewhere in between. You need every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. I fell in love with the girl next door, thinking next to me. I fell in love with the girl next door. I'm the king, you're the queen, and I'm real. Better when you're the only one who's next to me.